Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
LSU finishes up the regular season in the SEC 17-13. They're the fourth seed in the SEC baseball tournament coming up this week, starting tomorrow, but LSU doesn't play until Wednesday. We welcome in now LSU head baseball coach Jay Johnson. Coach, I know you're a football fan. What'd you do? Did you dial up Miles Brennan to throw a couple touchdown passes for you on Saturday or what?
Yeah, we had good third down offense for sure. It was definitely a good football score. We like it when we're on that side of it.
That's for sure. Coach, a lot of two out runs for your team this year. And I think that's an indication that they've bought into what you're selling as an approach at the plate.
Yeah, it's a great stat. I mean, you know, pitching defense and timely hitting or two-out hitting usually are going to tell you who's going to win the game and taking advantage of opportunities on offense. And we've done a really good job of that. Sometimes you feel like you leave a lot of guys on base, but when you have a high on-base percentage, you're going to leave more guys on base. But it was really – really proud of the clutch hitting of our team this last weekend, and allowed us to stack up a bunch of runs together.
Coach, maybe you can help me understand this a little bit. So I noticed that Vanderbilt defensive players and the pitcher were wearing a wristband, but it wasn't the traditional quarterback style wristband where you can flip. It looked electronic. Am I seeing that wrong? What was that?
Yeah, no, it's an electronic pitch calling system where the pitcher, the catcher, and the infielders can know what pitch is coming, and usually speeds up the tempo of the game a little bit. And yeah, I think that's the design behind it.
Is that coming for your squad too?
You know, we'll evaluate that. Coach Kelly has a good system in terms of how he gets the pitches in. I think we work pretty quickly as is. I do like the fact that the infielders having the pitch right there, but if they know the signs, then they can also know what's coming.
Yeah, I got you. It's just amazing. I was looking at it, and I was like, gosh, is that electric? And it is. I'm glad you confirmed that for us. But how about Dylan Cruz being the co-SEC player of the year, leading the SEC in home runs with 21? And, I mean, he's been really, really good for you guys. And to think that you have him back again next year is crazy.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there's obviously a lot of reasons it's great to be the baseball coach at LSU, but in all seriousness, I did ask Scott Woodward when he was talking to me about the job just to make sure that Dylan wasn't a draft-eligible sophomore and that we would have him for 2 years. Great player, great person, great leader, you know, just an unbelievable hitter, and he's playing his best baseball right now. He's worked really hard and made some small adjustments here recently and seeing some of the fruits of that labor, and very well-deserving to be named co-SEC Player of the Year.
Yeah, I said earlier, Coach, on the show that it's like watching a big leaguer play college baseball right now. Is that too far off?
No, not at all. You know, I've been very blessed to coach some really, really good players. We have several on our team right now, Jacob Berry and Cade Doty and Trey Morgan and on and on and on. But, you know, I think he's kind of in a class by himself in terms of what he can do on a baseball field, both offensively and defensively. And you really don't see guys like him show up in college all that often. Probably the closest, you know, that I can think of recently is Spencer Torkelson, you know, when he was at Arizona State and then quick to the big leagues. But, you know, Dylan's a premium defender also. So pretty special to have him on our team, and his character and the type of person he is equals his baseball ability, and that's saying a heck of a lot.
Now, Jacob and Doty are draft-eligible sophomores. Is that right?
Yeah, they'll be making a lot of money here pretty soon, I think.
How's Hoover treating you guys?
Yeah, it's great, actually. I think it was really good for our team. We just drove down from Nashville yesterday after we got the guys some sleep, fed them, and then drove over here yesterday. And, you know, we've had a grind of a schedule. So I think to get over here and be able to rest a little bit is really positive for our team. We had a light workout today, but even just, you know, getting Sunday off and most of the day today, you could see a good bounce in their step, which was good to see because they've been working really hard.
Jay Johnson, LSU baseball coach here on Sports Talk ahead of the SEC tournament. LSU doesn't know who they're playing yet. It could be Auburn. It could be Kentucky. How do you approach that, coach? Do you start doing some advanced scouting on both? I know you've got some up-close and personal intel of having played Auburn already this year.
Yeah, for sure. I'll spend tonight, you know, looking at Kentucky actually a little bit because we did not play them. I did see some of the series. Auburn and Kentucky played each other last weekend. But I'll kind of dive into that so we're not rushing around and have a good plan for what we're going to do from a pitching standpoint and, you know, kind of start scheming against the pitcher we might see. So we'll look at Kentucky a little bit tonight. As far as Auburn, I think Auburn's one of the best teams in the country, hands down. When we played them and they got us 2 out of 3 at home, you know, I looked at that and going like, you know, this never want to lose 2 out of 3, but that's a very good team that is going to have a very good season, and they have. And, you know, in the top 8 in the RPI and top 5 in the SEC. So that'll present a big challenge. And either way, we know we're going to be playing a team that's playing well. Auburn had a great year. And then in the last 2 of the last 3 weekends, Kentucky's won a series against Tennessee and against Auburn. So it'll be a great challenge.
Take me through this time last week, Jay, where you guys were just coming off a sweep at the hands of Ole Miss. And compared to today, where you guys are – coming off a sweep of your own against Vanderbilt and the 4 seed in the SEC. I guess what I'm asking is, was your team pretty angry? Were they pretty bothered by what just happened against Ole Miss?
Well, I think they responded well to the adversity. You know, we hadn't had a whole lot of that to this point in time. I mean, we had a rough weekend at Arkansas. I don't think anybody, you know, saw how quality Ole Miss was based on judging on by their record. I certainly did, having played them in the Super Regional last year, and it's the exact same starting lineup of position players. So I knew it was going to be a challenge, and, you know, a talented team that needs to win late in the year is tough to play against. And, you know, what we talked about last week, honestly, was just like, hey, it's understandable to be a little bit tired. It's been a long season. You know, we're fighting hard. We've had several injuries, all of those types of things. But mentally, it's really important that we stay positive and create energy to kind of keep us going. And our guys did that, and we played really well. We just took a couple things we wanted to do well going into the Vanderbilt series, did them really well, and got some momentum and rolled with it. So great performance by our guys.
Have you ever seen a player in one game have 9 RBI like Braden Joubert?
Yeah, I can't say that I've seen that. Quite a performance. Really proud of him. He made a significant adjustment to his setup and stance Tuesday prior to the game against Northwestern State. And as a coach, you like seeing players have immediate success because it gets them to buy into what you want them to do. And so Tuesday night, he hit 2 home runs against Northwestern State and carried that into the weekend. And Saturday just went bonkers. His best individual game performance I think I've ever seen.
Coach, I'm a nosy guy, so I apologize. But when you're – I'm just curious. I ask out of curiosity a lot of times, trying to learn. When you're breaking down, you mentioned you're going to work on Kentucky. What are some of the things you're looking for? And I don't want you to give away secrets, but what are the things you're looking for? Is there a stat that you want to see from your opponent?
Yeah, I honestly – we have all the analytics stuff. Jamie Tutko, our director of scouting and analytics, does a great job at collecting the data and the information for us. And then I just watch a ton of video, basically, so my eyes tell me, okay, this is how you can pitch this guy or get him out. What pitchers on our staff might be the best matchup to have success for us? And then on the pitching side of it, it's like, okay, what do they do? And if we approach them a certain way, what gives us the best chance of success of putting together some innings where we can score 2 or 3 and make it hard on him and get him out of the game and elevate the pitch count and those sorts of things. So it's kind of like a football approach, I would say. You know, we have all the data and all that stuff, but I do a lot of my stuff just by watching video on the opponent.
What's the latest on Jacob Berry? I know he hit a couple times this weekend. Do you anticipate that he can maybe play the field in the SEC tournament or in the regional?
Yeah, I do not see him playing in the field anytime soon. He did a great job this weekend. I think he was on base like 11 times for us. I got a 614 on base percentage clip. Had enough hits this weekend to end up being the SEC champion in batting average. So that's a credit to him. And, you know, it was nice to have him back in there. This week we're going to have to kind of manage, you know, do we play him or do we rest him with the hope we can get him back hitting left-handed. So that's still kind of a day-to-day thing of seeing where we're going to get him.
Jay, do you feel like your resume right now warrants the committee handing you guys a regional host site, or is that not concerning right now?
I do, but, I mean, I think, you know, winning here certainly helps. I think we want to win, and we're going for it, and we know kind of what's at stake to be able to play at home. With that being said, you don't have to play at home to go to Omaha. So I really want the guys to be themselves, enjoy competing here. This is, in my opinion, one of the best showcases of college baseball in the country, and I'm excited to be a part of it, watching the tournament all these years. You know, this is the event outside of the College World Series for me in college baseball. So we want to represent LSU and our program really, really well.
LSU skipper Jay Johnson here on Sports Talk. And Coach, this is your first crack at the SEC tournament. Did you lean on anybody as to maybe an approach, or you feel like you have a good handle
on
that?
No, yeah, I called Coach Maneri earlier today. I mean, he had a lot of success in this tournament, and we shot the breeze a little bit. He gave me a couple good things from a mindset wise he felt like he used. And, you know, for me, it doesn't change a whole lot. I mean, I approach the regular season as you're in the playoffs. You know, I mean, they don't just give out NCAA tournament bids because of the name across your chest. You have to go earn those, which our team has definitely done that. But we play every game like it's a playoff game. So to have that opportunity, you know, this weekend, it's kind of business as usual. But it's a tournament, and make no mistake about it, we want to be successful here.
You feel like Mikhail Hilliard's the first guy out on Wednesday?
Don't know yet. Good question, and I'm not evading it by any for any reason other than, you know, we do want to see who we're playing and see who we feel like matches up the best against that particular team.
Very fair. Farewell. I mean, fair enough. I get it. So. Coach, again, I'm a bit of a junkie, baseball junkie, so I apologize if I'm holding you along, but I just got a couple more for you. From the first day on the job to now, what have you learned? What's the thing you've learned about coaching in the SEC?
Yeah, I honestly don't think any of it has been surprising. I will say that coming fresh off of the 30-game schedule, it felt like every weekend was a super regional weekend, and every team was of super regional caliber. And I mean that very sincerely. And I'll give you an example of, you know, one of the teams that is not here is Missouri. And we swept Missouri, but to sweep Missouri, we had to play really, really well that weekend. And all three games were tight, competitive games. You know, and then, you know, we swept at home by Ole Miss, who, you know, finished in ninth place, and they're really, really good. They're definitely a team I wouldn't want to see in a regional. You know, I mean, we obviously won't because they're in the same league, but that just speaks to the depth of the teams, the quality of the coaches, the quality of players, and how I would liken it is it's just a super regional type environment every single weekend.
Finally, Coach, Trey Morgan has really heated up, and I know he hasn't been 100%. You can see the big knee brace on his right knee, but he's really heated up at the plate. What has he meant in your lineup?
Yeah, he's meant a lot, and I think the exciting part about it is, just like I mentioned with Dylan, he's getting better as he goes. Saturday's game I thought was his best game of the year. I don't know how many hits or RBIs or that he ended up with. I knew he had at least a couple RBIs and three hits, but just the approach was good, and when he controls the strike zone, he's a different player because he starts taking that singles approach and it turns into extra base hits just because he's getting pitches he can really drive. And I think the best is yet to come for him, and that's really exciting for him and our team.
One of the things I notice is sometimes he can detect that ball's out of the zone. He's almost turning out of the box before it really crosses the plate.
Yeah, a really impressive hand-eye for sure.
Coach Jay Johnson, good luck in the SEC tournament, and hopefully we'll talk to you again soon. Thank you so much for the time.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Thanks, Christian.
All right, you bet. Jay Johnson, LSU baseball coach here on Sports Talk. We'll step away and come back. This is WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.